Right, today's daf is Tzmura daf Chaf Gimel Freil Shushan Purim. We read the Mishnah on daf Chaf Beis and Beis. There are eight cases in the Mishnah that all discuss situations where you designate either an animal or money for a Karban Chatas, and then something happens. The animal gets lost. You designate something else. So there are eight different cases where these kinds of things can come up. And the last case, I don't think we explained so well. So let me just go back to read the last case, and then we'll start with the Gemara. The last case was, and by the way, in the seventh case is where we learned the machlokas between Rabbi and the Rabbanan. The seventh case was a case where you mafresh an animal for karban chatas, and then you lose it, and while it's lost, you designate another animal in its place, and you find the first animal before you brought the second animal as the karban. So you have both animals right there in front of you. What do you do? So Rebbe holds that one of them should be brought as a karban chatas, and whichever one is left over, the other one that you don't bring dies. And the Chacham say no, a karban chatas is only going to die if you already got your kapara by the time you found the first one. But if you didn't get your kapara, if you didn't bring the second one by the time you found your first one, then it's not going to be left to die. That was the machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan we alluded to a lot in yesterday's daf, appears in case number 7 in the Mishnah on Chaf Beis and Beis. Case number 8 is Hamafrish Chatos Varehi Balas Mum Mochrav Yavi B'demei Acheres. That if a person designates an animal for a Karban Chatos, and now at the time that he designated it, it was perfectly fine, it was a wonderful, healthy Tamim animal, but now it turned into a Balas Mum, it developed a Mum, so you bring you sell it, and you bring with the money a different Karban Chatos. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Karva Shnia ad shlo nishchata Thomas Shekvar Kipra Bailin. Rabbi Shimon says, if the second one was brought before the first one was shechted, what do you mean the first one was shechted? We already sold it, it had a mum. True, and that's a din of pidyon, and therefore the first one is no longer kachim. Rabbi Shimon is mechadesh, that it still keeps some remnant of its kachim status. Even after it developed a mum and we sold it, and that counted as a pidyon, it still keeps some remnant of its kachim status to the extent that if we are mechaper with the new karban before anyone eats the old karban, then it's going to be a problem. Then you're not allowed to shecht and eat the first carbon. Before someone had shechted the first carbon for achila, then you're not going to be allowed to shecht the first carbon for achila because it's considered a chatas shekipu ba'aleha. It's considered a carbon chatas. It's not a carbon chatas anymore yet, but it still is a remnant of a carbon chatas where the bailim already got a kapara with another animal. So says the Gemara, going back to the very first case of our Mishnah. First case was, you mafresh a chatas, you lost it, you brought another one in its place, and then you found the first one. So in that case, Thomas, the first one dies, meaning you brought another one, meaning you weren't only mafresh, you were makrib, the second karban, in its place. By the time you found the first one, your chatas obligation was already taken care of fully with the second one, so the first one that you find is now Thomas. It has to be left to die. So chatas amesa. So says Martaima de Hikrav Acher Sachta, it sounds like the only reason that it's going to be left to die is because you were makrib another karban chatas in its place. Hello, Hikrav Acher Sachta Roa. But had you not actually been makriv another karban chatas in its place, you only designated one, but you hadn't actually been makrivit, sounds like the first chatas would be left to graze, would not die. Well, we said in case number 7, that's actually machlokas between Rabbi and the Rabbanan, if you didn't get a kapara with the second one. So money, Rabbanan, he damri avuda b'shas hafrash aroa, that sounds like it's going like the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan hold that if it's lost at the time that you're mafrish another karban chatas, it's not left to die. You let it graze until it develops a mum. You sell it, but it's not left to die. It's only going to be left to die if it's avudu b'shas kapara, if it's lost at the time that you actually get a kapara with the second animal. So fine. So the case number 2 is going like case number 1 rather is going like the Rabbanan. But Ema Seifa. But then look at case number 2 in the Mishnah. Case number 2 in the Mishnah was Hamafrish Maos Lechatas Va'avdo V'Hifrish Achirim Tachtehem, and then your Mafrish other money it's ma'us achirim tachtei, and you mafrish other money in their place. Yavi me'elu me'elu, you bring a carbon from both monies put together. Vashar yiplu l'nedava, and whatever extra money you have left over will go l'nedava. But sounds like time me'elu me'elu. Sounds like it's only, why is it that Hashar yiplu l'nedava? It's only because you brought the carbon from both monies put together. Ha'hevi me'ach me'en, but if you brought from only one of the monies, then Hasheni yolich liyamimelech, which is the equivalent of chatas amesa, for money to be sent, to be thrown into the yamimelech, is the equivalent of an animal being left to be mace, being an animal being left to die. So it sounds like had you only used one of the monies, the other one would have been thrown into the yamimelech. So that's a son the Rebbe. Because this is the case of Avudu B'Shas HaFrasha, that it was only lost, the first set of money was only lost at the time we were mafresh the second set of money. But we hadn't yet brought anything, we hadn't yet gotten a kapara while the first one was lost, and yet we're still saying that it would be Mesa, that it would be Yolich Liyam HaMelech, which is the equivalent of Mesa. So that's going like Rebbe. So out of the eight cases in the Mishnah, the first two cases contradict each other. First case going like the Rabbanan, second case is going like Rebbe. So Reisha Rabban v'Seifa Rebbe? Question marks, does that make any sense? So says the Gemara, well, the truth is, we have been working with a very limited understanding of the Rabbanan's Shita. The Rabbanan, we have been assuming, hold that when are you going to have a Chatas HaMesa? Only if, by the time you found the first one, you already got a kapara with the second one. I mean, the second one was shechted and done, it's already, you already have your kapara. But if, by the time you found the first one, the second one is still around, then there's no way it's going to be Mesa. Well, that's not exactly the case. There's actually Machlokas Amorayim, whether there is any sort of circumstance where by the time you find the first one has not yet been shechted, and still we're going to say the first one is Mesa. So there are two different opinions in Amorayim of such circumstances, where we're going to have a Chatas HaMesa, even according to the Rabbanan, even though it wasn't Avuda B'Shas Kapara. So depending on which of those different opinions in Amorayim, we would hold like you may or may not have an answer to the stira in our Mishnah. So says Marhani Chol Rav Huna. Dom Rav Huna Marav. Rav Huna Marav says that Hakol Modim Shemashach Achas VeYikriva Shashniya Mesa. That everyone would agree, meaning even the Rabban who say that Avuda B'Shas HaFrasha normally would be left to graze, would agree that if you're Moshech Achas Mehem, let's say you found the first animal before you were Makriv the second animal, but then you decide on your own to take one without asking a shayla, you decide on your own to take one of the animals and bring it as a carbon chatas. By doing that, you are being megali your das, that you're being docha the other one be a dayim, that the other one you dafka don't want as your carbon chatas. So then, the one that you have just been docha be a dayim, that you have clearly declared that you do not want as your carbon chatas, is now a chatas amesa. So even though the Rabbanan sounded like they said, when is it going to be a chatas amesa? Only by the time you found the first one, second one is already shechted and you're ready yotzei chiyuv with it. No, the Rabbanan would hold, even if you found the first one before you shechted the second one, but then you decided to shecht the second one anyway, that itself will make the first one a mesa. But that's only if you decided on your own. If you asked a shayla, then Rav Huna Marav would say, if you asked the shayla, it shows you didn't want to be docha b'yadayim. You wanted to come up with some etza where both animals could be used for something. You wanted to be productive in some way if you asked the shayla. So then it wouldn't be mesa. Then it would be yira, it would be left to graze until it develops the mum. So says the Gemara again. So the Gemara is saying, according to Rav Huna Marav, according to this Shita, it's very good. When we said that the second case of the Mishnah sounds like it's going like Rebbe, it doesn't have to be going like Rebbe. It could even be going like the Rabbanan. And the case is that you decided on your own to be makriv one of these monies, right? We said that the case was in the second case where you had two sets of money, it wasn't two animals, but it's the parallel of two animals. You had two sets of money, and by the time you found the first set, the second set was still around. You still hadn't done anything with it. if you were to decide to bring one of those sets of money as the karban, the other one would be Yeluch Liyam HaMelech, the other one would be the equivalent of Mesa. Yeah, because Rav Huna holds that the Rabbanan would say the same thing by animals, that if you decide to bring one of the animals, then the other animal is Mesa. It's left to die. So that works very well according to Rav Huna. We wouldn't have a steer in the Mishnah. The whole Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan until case 7, where we first introduced the Shita of Rebbe. El Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, Damar HaKol Modim Mishchaber B'Shein Avuda, Shavuda Mesa. But Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, holds a different thing. He holds that everyone would agree that when you're Mishchaber with the one that wasn't lost, that the one that was lost is going to be died, is going to be left to die. If you look at Rashi, the Rabbi Abba, Tamar Afilu Mashach Midaito Es Ha'avuda V'Nischaper Ba. Even if on purpose you dafka take the lost one and you're mischaper with the one that was lost, Amri Rabbanan Detira Hol V'Hilo Nidchis V'Lo Nevda Me'Olam V'Avagav D'Lo Nimlach. So in the case would be in and this everyone really would agree with, that if you decide to use the one that was that was lost and get your kapara with that one, so the one that you've used, that you've taken as the replacement while the first one was lost, is definitely not going to be chatas hamesa. It's definitely going to be tirach. It's going to be left to graze till it develops a mum. But here's the chiddush of Rabbi Abba Amarav. Alma nechleku. Where do we have a machlokas between Rabbi and the Rabbanon? B'mischaper ba'avuda, where you get kapara with the one that was lost. The Rebbe suffer mafresh li'ibud ki ibudami. So if you get if you're mischaper with the avuda, so Rebbe would hold that if you're mafresh li'ibud is ki ibudami, that when you mafresh something to be unused, so it's as if it was it's like the lost one. Meaning if you're mafresh something to replace a lost carbon, it has the full same status as the lost carbon, and therefore when you bring the lost one, this one is going to be a mesa. Rabbanan sarvi lavki ibudami, and the Rabbanan will say, no, that which you leave, that which you designate to replace a lost one, doesn't take on the same status as the lost one. It's not kibudami. If you look at Rashi, the Rebbe sover mafresh la avud ka avudami, hamafresh tachas karban avud dino ka avud. When Rebbe holds, if you designate another animal in place of a lost animal, it has the same din as the lost animal. V'kihechi dim nischaper b'sheino avud. And just like if you were to get kapara with the one that was never lost, modisu demesa avud, everyone would agree that the lost one would die. Hanisha, the remaining lost one would die. Hachina. So too, when you're mischaper with the lost one, the one that wasn't lost is going to be left to die. And the Rabbanan say, no, lav kavadami, v'adiktani me'elu me'elu, right, it's not considered like it's lost. And that which we say, that in the second case, that if you get a kapara from both monies put together, which we made a diuk, and we said, the mashma and mischaper be'echaban, that if you only get kapara from one of the monies, so then v'afilu ba'avudin, whichever one it was, it sounds like, even if it was the monies that was lost, yelchu she'enon avudin li'am ha'melech, the monies that were never lost, that were there to replace the original ones, would be mesa. So that's got to be Rebbe. That's got to be going like Rebbe and not like the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan say that the ones that were never lost would never be mesa. V'lo Rabbanan, can't be going like the Rabbanan. So back in the Gemara, reisha sasam lan kerabbanan, seifa sasam lan kerebi. So now we're back to our original kasha. According to Rabbi Abba, we're back to our original kasha. The reisha, the first line of our Mishnah, sounds like the Rabbanan. Second line of our Mishnah can only be going like Rebbe. So Shidum Gbetzis adds in an answer in Reisha Rabbanan, the Sefer Karebi. In Os Gimel, he says, yeah, it's true. The Reisha is going like the Rabbanan, the Sefer is going like Rebbe. So, my Kamashmalan. So, what's it teaching me in those first two lines of the Mishnah? Depligi Rebbe v'Rabbanan, that there is such a thing as a machlokas tanaim about this issue? Well, behed you katani la machlokas Rebbe v'Rabbanan b'Sefa. We have Beferish in case number 7 in the Mishnah, that there's a machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Why do I need cases number 1 and 2 to teach me machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan? That comes up explicitly in the end of the Mishnah, case number 7, case number 7 was explicit. You lost the carbon chatas, and then you designated another one in its place, and then you found the first one, but you hadn't yet done anything with the second one by the time you found the first one, so you have two live, perfectly good, healthy animals standing in front of you that both have kedushas chatas. So Rebbe holds, good, bring one of them and the other one will be left to die. The chamor ain chatos mesal shnim tis meachus kipper bailin, and the chamor will say, no, chatos isn't left to die unless you found it after you already got kapara with the original one. And similarly with money. Money will never be thrown to Yam HaMelech, which is the equivalent of a Chatas HaMesa, unless by the time you found it, you've already used the money, other money to replace it and bring an actual karban. But short of that, money would never be thrown to Yam HaMelech. Question mark, so what do I need the Reisha to teach me? First two cases of the Mishnah teach me Machlok Shabbi and the Rabbanan, and I already am taught Machlok Shabbi and the Rabbanan in case number 7 in the Mishnah. Says Gemara, Hakamashmalan, Davrzeh Machlokas Rabbi Rabbanan. Yeah, it's trying to tell us in the first two cases we see that it is a Machlokas, that it's a clear stira between case number 1 and case number 2. So it just attaches names to the Machlokas in case number 7. And that's what case number 7 is coming to do. It's coming to show me that this issue is in fact a Machlokas between Rabbi and the Rabbanan. Fine, period. Gufa. Going back to Rav Huna's idea that even the Rabbanan will be Modeh, that sometimes you can find an animal, that a lost Kamar Chatos, before you get your Kapara, and still it's going to be Mesa. How so? If you decide on your own that you are Moshech, you decide on your own to bring the new one as your Kamar Chatos, so that it's as if you're being Docha B'Adayim, the one that was lost. So going back to that statement, Guf Amar Rav Huna Marav, everyone would agree that if you take on your own one of the animals and you're makrovit, the other one is going to die. Lo nechleku el bebalim. The whole machlokas is only if you ask a shayla. The Rebbe savar lo asu takana bekachim. Rebbe holds that we don't make any sort of takana bekachim, meaning we don't care if the second one is left to die. We say go bring. We'll tell the guy go bring the one that was never lost as your carbon, and good. So let the first one be left to die then. Va'amrin lachischaber b'shein avuda. Get your kapar with the en avuda v'avuda mesa, and the one that was lost will be left to die. For Rabbanan Savri, and the Rabbanan would hold no. Asu takana b'kachim. We don't want kachim to be left to die, so we do whatever takana we can to avoid that. For Arminan leich is chaper b'avuda. So the basin is going to tell him, get your kapara with the original carbon chatos, the one that was lost. V'shein avuda tira, and therefore the other one will be left to graze, because that's definitely not a chatos hamesa. It was never nevad. A chatos that's nevad could be a mesa, but a chatos that was just designated to replace a nevad, so that's not going to be mesa. So that one will be left to graze. So that's the machlokas. The machlokas is whether we try to make a takana to avoid a situation of chatas amesa. Tosa says, what's the svara not to avoid that situation? Tosa says, Rabbi Sov lasa takana b'kachim, teimel mori v'rabi haramar v'chimavdin kachim yadayim, kiven to be yadayim l'sakein. Meaning, if we have a way to solve the problem, just bring the one that was ne'avad, and then the one that wasn't neva, the one that wasn't lost, will be tirat shetestayv, and all the world's problems would be solved. So what? Not all the world, but at least this problem would be solved. But then why would we dafka advise otherwise? Why would we dafka say, nah, bring the new one, bring the second one, and let the first one just die? No, complete disregard? We have a simple solution. So v'tirat kigon sheyesh revach v'davar. It's got to be that there's some gain, there's some benefit in dafka bringing the second one as the chatas, and letting the first one die. Kigon da avuda kchusha v'shein avuda shemena. For instance, maybe the second one is a better animal, so it's a nicer carbon. The first one that died, that now we're going to leave to die, was not as strong of an animal, so we don't want to use that as our carbon chatos. We say that it's mischaper, you should be mischaper betova. Shidung betas adds in a little elaboration. Nos yutas tichsivum livchar nidarecha. It says that your carbon should be from the choicest, from the finest. Ukchusha tamas, and let the weaker one die. And the Rabbanan hold, Rabbanan Savri, kinami b'sheina avuda mitzvah min amuvchar mikal makam tov lan al-sakin shlo yavo kachim lidei misa. And the Rabbanan would say, you're right, it's always better to bring a nice karban, but over here, I mean, the flip side is just something, it's a loss that we're not willing to take, to say that we're going to make a chatas mesa. The Rabbanan would hold, we're not willing to go that far. Fine, most of Rav Mesharshia, back in the Gemara, most of Rav Mesharshia, v'lo asu takana b'kachim, do we not make a takana takana in order to save kachim? Meaning, does Rebbe really hold that we don't make it a takana in order to save kachim from misa? Vatanya, we have a brisa. Yochlu, the pasuk says in regards to the shiyari karban mincha that Aaron Uban of the kohanim get to eat the shirayim from the karban mincha. Most of the karban mincha is shirayim. Karban mincha is the flour and oil and you take a kometz. The kometz is the part that you burn on the mizbeach. We remember from Menachos. The rest of it is the shirayim. So the rest of it is eaten by Aaron Ubanov. So the pasuk says yochlu that Aaron Ubanov eat the shiyari mincha. So matam lam, what's the teaching? Lamichim haisa achila muetas. The word yochlu teaches me that if, let's say, it's a very small amount of food, we want to make sure that it's eaten not in a not in a ravenous way where you're starving and you're just trying to eat it too quickly. We want it to be eaten alasova, that by the time you eat the karban milcha, it should be eaten with a certain amount of dignity, so you should have a somewhat full stomach, not overly full, but a somewhat full stomach. So what do we do to make sure you have a somewhat full stomach? You eat chulin and truma along with it, and then you eat the shiari mincha. So it's nechal ala sova. That's what we learn from yochlu. Yochlu ha, but then the pasuk also says yochlu ha, which sounds eat it, only it, and nothing else. It sounds like it's very limited. So matam alomer, what's that teaching me? Shem haisa achila maruba, if it's a very large amount, ein ochlin yimachulin and truma, then you dafka should not eat anything else with it. Kadesh lote nechalas ala gasa. Because while we do want you to eat it with dignity, we want you to eat it with dignity. We don't want it to be an achila gasa where you're already stuffed and you're still trying to eat the karb mincha. So my love afila Rebbe. So doesn't even Rebbe hold of this din that you should either try to have the chulin and the truma together with it when it's a very small amount, or dafka not have it together with it when it's a very large amount? And we see from here they made a takana for kachim, because not eating chulin with it, in order that it shouldn't be nosar and pasul, you shouldn't have any left over. Not just that we don't want you to have an achila gasa, that you shouldn't not eat it. You might get to such an achila gasa that you just say, I can't stomach it anymore. I can't look at it. I can't eat it. So and then it would be nosar. So we see we make a takana dafka not to eat chulin and truma with it, so that it doesn't become nosar. So apparently, even according to Rebbe, we have such a din that you make a takana to avoid problems for kachim. Says more lo rabbanon. Who told you we're going according to Rebbe? We're going like the Rabbanan. It has nothing to do with Rebbe. But in Achinami, Rebbe would not make such a din. Rebbe would not make such a takana. So it's interesting. We eat chulin and truma together with the shiari mincha, so that it will be eaten ala sova. Rashi asks a very simple question. Rashi asks, v'kasha, in five lines from the bottom of the page, ha'in machnisin chulin azara. How could you eat chulin together with shiari mincha? Shiari mincha have to be eaten in the azara. So what are you going to do? You're not allowed to bring chulin into the azara. So says Rashi, halo kasha, yochlu mi b'chutz, v'achar kach yichnasu v'yochlu amincha, k'dei sh'toch l'masova achila hogenes. It never says anywhere that the chulin and the truma have to be eaten in the azara. You could eat that outside of the azara, and then you walk into the azara and you eat the shiari mincha. That's Rashi's teretz. Tosfos is metaritz differently, and it may reflect a fundamentally the way the different rishonim deal with this kasha may reflect a fundamentally different understanding about what it means to have an isra of chulin la'azara. Tosfos says that the isra, there's no isra to be machnas chulin la'azara unless you're doing some sort of avoda with it, because it's borrowed. It's clear that a person is allowed to go into the azara wearing big day. You don't have to be wearing big day kuna to go into the azara, so you're allowed to wear big day chol when you go into the azara. So obviously it's not an issur of chulin azara. What does that tell you? That it's only an issur of chulin azara when you want to do avoda with the chulin. So bringing this food in is not a problem of chulin azara. Shidduch Betza says that the issur of achnas chulin azara, he limits it even further, is only bedavar haroy lemizbeach, is only something that's ready to be brought on the mizbeach. Tosfos in Maseches Menachos and Daf Pei Amid Beis explains the reason for this is because the whole Isser of Achnasas Chulin Lazara is from a drasha. Masha li b'shalach aser, af shalacha b'shali aser. Just like you're not allowed to take kachim and bring it b'chutz, so too you're not allowed to take chulin and bring it b'azara. So it's got to be a parallel. What's the Isser taking kachim and bring it b'chutz? Something that was royal in Mizbeach, bringing it b'chutz. So too, the Isser of bringing Chulin Lazara, something that was royal in Mizbeach, that is an item that's royal in Mizbeach, but happens to be chulin, and you bring it into the mizbech, but you bring a piece of cake with you into the azara. That's not considered chulin la azara. The Rambam's shita is that it's asr to be machnis all chulin into the azara, even basar shchuta, peros upas. Sounds like even things that aren't royal in mizbeach. The Rambam Hilchos Shechita Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, and the Rambam writes all of these dinim are divrei Kabbalah. And what we see is that the issue of achnas chulin bazar is even something that's not karav on the mizbeach, similar to how Rashi seems to understand in our sugya. I mean, it's time you bring in a kitchen appliance into the azara. Mm-hmm. Is that a violation of chulin azara? So this is the machlokas. Is it anything that is unnecessary? What's the nature of the issue of chulin azara? Is it an issur of bringing anything unnecessary into the azara? Anything that doesn't have a specific purpose is considered a violation of chulin azara, because it's slap in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everything we do in the azara has to be with a purpose, and therefore it has to have a very clear specific purpose, and it has to have kedusha to it. So, or do we say no, that the issue of chulin azara is when you're trying to bring something that looks like it's a karban and it's not a karban, that looks like it gives the facade of being karban, it only gives the facade of being karban if it's close, if it's something that's rightly to be brought on the Mizbeach. Mm-hmm. The Ran writes in Masechet Bava Basra that according to the Rambam, you have to say that the fact that we're allowed to bring the chulin and the truma in order to be able to eat the shiari mincha is mutter, because that's tzorech avoda. Meaning the Rambam's understanding is very simple. Yes, you're not allowed to bring peros, you're not allowed to bring anything into the, anything that doesn't have a specific purpose, you're not allowed to bring it to the azara. Over here, this does have a purpose. It facilitates eating the Shiari Mincha. So it's not a slap in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we bring the Chulin in our Gemara into the Azara, because it facilitates the eating of the Shiari Mincha. The Mishnah Lamelech says that the Rambam wouldn't want to answer like Rashi. He wouldn't want to answer like Rashi that they ate it outside, because the Rambam, when he quotes this din, I mean, it's hard to say, we can't say that the Rambam answered like Rashi, because when the Rambam quotes this din, he doesn't make any mention of eating it outside. He just says eat it. He says eat the truma and the chulin in order to make the shiari amincha be ne'achal al asova. So it must be that the Rambam must hold like the Achronim and the Rishonim and Achronim suggest, that the Rambam must hold that it's okay to bring it into the Azara because it's serving some sort of purpose. Okay, the fundamental machlokas about the nature of chulin Azara. Fine, weiter in the Gemara. Now, says Gemara of Rabbi Abba Amar, now we're going with the other Shita in terms of how to understand the Rabbanan. Rabbi Abba said, V'abraba Amarav, Hakol modim b'mischaper b'sheina avuda shavuda mesa. That everyone would agree, if you use the Eina Avuda as the Karban Chatas, the replacement as the Karban Chatas, the one that was lost will die. Alma nechleku d'mischaper b'avuda. They only have a machlokas if you use the lost one as the Karban Chatas. The Rebbe Sover Mafresh Libud Ki Abadami. So Rebbe will hold good. Now the second one will be left to die, because the second one has the same din as the first one. Whatever is taken to replace a lost Chatas has the same din as a lost Chatas. For Rabbanan Sarvi Lav Ki Abadami. And the Rabbanan will say, no, the second one will not be left to die. It is not the same as the lost Chatas. Tanan, we have in the Mishnah, Hasheni Yirachi, Stavi Machravi Pladam Ludava, Shein Chatas Tzibur Mesa, that we had, not in our Mishnah, this is going back to the case of the Mishnah in Yuma, where we had the Sir La Hashem and Sir La Azazel. And what happened? One of them got lost. You took two animals, they were identical, you did the whole Goral, and now one of them got lost. So now you have to take two other animals and do a whole nother Goral. So what do? So the Mishnah had said, the second, you use one of them, and the second one is left to graze till it develops a mum, and Yipul Damel Nadava, because it's a Chatzas Tzibur, so we can't let it be Mesa. Otherwise, we would have let it be Mesa if it were a Chatzas Yachid in a similar situation. Hadi Yachid Mesa, Vamer Rav, and the way Rav explained that is different than what we quoted from Rabbi Yochanan a couple of Dapim ago, is that Rav explained, Balei Chayim Eino Nidachin, that Balei Chayim are never considered completely Nidcha from use as a carbon, and therefore, what happens? You have the two Seirim. One of them gets lost. The other one you still bring. The other one in the first pair you still bring. So then when you designate a second pair, you're only going to be using one of that second pair. The second one of that second pair, you're not going to be using. When you get your kapara, you're still using the second one of the first pair, meaning you're still going to be using the one that wasn't lost from the first pair. V'idach basra, havle kamafresh li'ibud. So think about it now. Now that you're designating a second pair, one of those animals is for nothing. One of those animals is to go li'ibud. The time of the tzibur, hadiyach mesa, and still we say that it's only because it's a carbon tzibur that we're not going to say mesa. But had it been a carbon yachid, we would say that it's mesa. So my love, afil rabbanon, shouldn't this be going like even the rabbanon? And we see that the rabbanon hold that which is there to replace an avuda would have a din of an avuda, because here you have the second set is there to replace the avuda of the first set. And yet, what do we do with it? Had it been a chatas hayachid, we would let it be mesa. So it sounds like even the rabbanon would agree that the replacement has the same din as the original, in that it could be mesa. So says Gemara, lo, Rabbi he. Now it's going like Rabbi. Who says we're going like the rabbanon? That's going like the shita of Rabbi. Fine, says the Gemara now. Tonight we have a Mishnah. Hamafresh chatos v'yavda v'hikrav acheres tachteh tamos. Should sound familiar to our Mishnah. You mafresh korban chatos and it gets lost, and you makrav another one in its place. That's the first case in our Mishnah. So tamos, let it die. Let the first one die. So taima dehikriva dekreva sounds like the only reason we let the first one die is because by the time you found it, the second one was already shechted. Halohikriva tira sounds like had the second one not been shechted by the time you found the first one, then the first one would be able to be left to graze. Loshna mischaper bavuda, loshna mischaper b'shein avuda, or whichever one, doesn't matter which one you use as the carbon. Meaning, it sounds like from the Mishnah, whichever one you find, if you find the first one and the second one is still alive, has not yet been shechted, whichever one you want, you can use as the carbon, and the other one will be left to graze. The other one will be left to graze until it develops a mum. Now that's a problem for Rabbi Abba, because Rabbi Abba had said that if you choose to be makriv the one that was never lost, then the one that was lost, the Rabbanan would hold, should be mesa, should be left to die. Right, Rabbi? That's what Rabbi Abba would hold. So it sounds like our Mishnah is against Rabbi Abba, but guess what? Our Mishnah is also against Rav Huna, because it also sounds like lo shna mashach v'lo shna lo mashach, that it doesn't matter if you decided without asking a shayla to take one of these animals and bring it as a karban, the other one is going to be left to graze, it's not going to be left to die. But Rav Huna said that even the Rabbanan would hold, that when you have two animals standing in front of you and either one could be used as a chatos, one of them was lost for a time, the other one was the replacement, even the Rabbanan would hold that if you decide on your own to bring one of them, you're being docha, the other one be a dayim, and male it's going to be mesa. But it doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah. It sounds like whether you're Moshech or not Moshech, whether you take one and are docha, the other one be a dayim or not, it's always going to be tirah achet stayv, let it graze till it develops a mum. Tiyufta travayu. So now we have a tiyufta on both Rav Huna and Rabbi Abba, and therefore we should be left with our original understanding of the Rabbanan, that the only time you're ever going to have a chatas hamesa is if, on a case of an animal that was lost, is if by the time you find the first one, the second one has already been shechted. That's what it sounds like from our Mishnah. We don't have any of these exceptions like Rav Huna and Rabbi Abba want to tell us. So says Gemara, no, we do have exceptions, but milsa de psikle katani, milsa de lo psikle lo katani. The Mishnah would rather teach us things that are definite. When are we sure that it's going to be mesa? If by the time you find it, the second one has already been nikrav as a karban, so then we are sure that the one that you found is going to be mesa. If you find it and the second one is still around, so then you have to play an if game. Well, if you ask Shaila, if you didn't ask Shaila, according to Rav Huna, according to Rabbi Abba, which one are you bringing? If you bring the Avuda, you bring the Ed Avuda. So you have all these factors. So we just don't want to get involved in all these factors. So again, the bottom line is, the thing to be clear about over here is that Rav Huna and Rabbi Abba are both mechadish something similar. They have different details. They're both mechadish the idea that even the Rabbanan could hold, you could find the original lost carbon before you shecht the second replacement carbon, and still it's going to be a chatas hamesa. We didn't know that from our Mishnah. Both Rav Huna and Rabbi Abba are mechadish that can exist. What they argue about is what's the exact case where that can exist. According to Rav Huna, the exact case is when after you find it, you decide to bring one of them, then the other one is going to be a chatas hamesa, because you have been docha b'yadayim. According to Rabbi Abba, the exact case is where you are makriv, the one that was ein avuda, the one that was never lost, then the avuda would still be mesa. The one that was lost would still die. So fine, so that was our attempt to reject both Rav Huna and Rabbi Abba from the first case of our Mishnah. The attempt failed because we just said milsa de psika katani, milsa lo psika lo katani. We try to go with a case where there's nothing, nothing further to discuss in that case. Something that's very clear cut. Tanan, so let's move on to the second case. Hamafresh ma'os lechatas. What if you designate money for a korban chatas va'avdo and you lost the money v'fashacherim tachteim and you designate other money in its place v'achachnim suhamos and then you find the original money yavi me'elu me'elu chatas v'ashar yipulun nadava. So you use both monies together to bring korban chatas and whatever is left over you use for nadava. Sounds like time and demeschat me'elu me'elu that the whole reason the rest is yipulun nadava is because you used both monies to bring the korban chatas ha'me'echad. But it sounds like if you used only one of the monies, then the other money would go liyam amelech. Now keep in mind, the parallel of money to karbanos, the parallel case would be that you found the first animal before the second animal was brought as a karban, then you decided to use one of these animals as a karban, and the other one is going to be mesa. Automatically, loshna mischaper ba'avuda, loshna mischaper b'shein avuda. It doesn't matter which animal you decide to use, whether you decide to use the one that was lost or the one that wasn't lost, which is against Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba holds that the first one is going to be mesa only if you decide to use the second one. But if you decide to use the first one, then the second one will not be mesa. Loshna mashach, loshna lo mashach. And it also doesn't matter if you decided on your own or if you asked a shayla, which is against Rav Huna, because Rav Huna holds it's only going to be mesa if you decided on your own, not if you asked the Shaila. So Tiyufta de Travayos, so the second case is Tiyufta on both of them in sort of a different way. In the second case implies that it's always going to be Mesa. In the first case we thought it was Tiyufta on both of them because we thought it's never going to be Mesa. Second case makes it sound like it's always going to be Mesa. Says Gemara, same answer. Hachinami milsa de psika lekatani, milsa lo psika lekatani. Now we dafka mention something that's very clear cut, very straightforward, and we don't mention anything that's not clear cut and straightforward. That's why we dafka speak about a case of using both monies, right? We use both monies, so then it's tirach et stayv. Had you used only one money, so then it's iffy. Then you'd have to start analyzing Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna. Rabbi Ami, completely new discussion. Big fat period, completely new discussion. Hamafresh shnei tziborim ma'os lachrayus. Up until now, we've been discussing cases where you mafresh a korban chatos, whether it be an animal or whether it be money, and then something got lost, and that's what motivated you to find a replacement, to find another animal, another pile of money for a korban chatos. But sometimes people are just like, they like to be extra cautious, and they like to take precautions in advance to make sure, just in case, they don't lose anything, but just in case I lose it, I want to be ready. So the person initially, before ever losing anything, takes two animals. La'achrayus, that's what's called la'achrayus. Takes two animals. In case one of them gets lost, I'll always be able to use the other animal. Or in case two piles of money. One of them gets lost, I'll always be able to use the other pile of money. So we're going to have a discussion about both of those cases. Two piles of money, la'achrayus, and two animals, la'achrayus. Today we're going to discuss two piles of money. Tomorrow we'll discuss two animals. Two animals comes up with Amar Rav Hoshea on Chavdal and Ranal from the top line. But first we're just going to discuss, you designate two piles of money. Why do you designate two piles of money? In case one of them gets lost. So Amar Rav Yami, he doesn't need two piles of money for achrayus. So you get a kapara with one of them, and the other one will be yiplun nadava. The other one just go for olas nadava. Salib deman, who are we going like? If we're assuming like Rebbe, pshita diyipul nadava. Of course, it's going to be yiplun nadava. Why? Because at kan lo kama Rebbe el b'mafresh liibud. When does Rebbe say that it's meso or yaluch liyama melech by money? That's only when you're mafresh la'avud, when you're mafresh to replace a lost pile of money or a lost animal. Avla achrayus moda, but clearly Rebbe would be moda that if you mafresh la'achrayus, that it will be yiplul nadava. Vela libud the rabbanon. Why? You want to say that it's going like the rabbanon? Then it's even more pshita. Pshita le diyipul nadava. Of course, that's going to be Ippolim Dava Kalvachomer. Hashem Mafrish Libodam Rabbanan Lavki Yibodami Lachrais Mibai. The Rabbanan would hold that even if you're Mafrish in the case of Avud, in the case where you lost something, still it wouldn't be Mesa in most circumstances. So of course over here we're Lachrais and you have them both in front of you, of course it's not going to be Mesa or Yoluch Liyama Melech. Of course it's going to be Yiplun Linadava. So what kind of Chiddush is this? What's Rabbi Ami teaching me? Ve'ela libid Rabbi Shimon Esrichle. It must be that he's teaching me within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds Chamish Chatos HaMesos. And we assume what that means is that Rashi writes that Rabbi Shimon, that's what we're referring to, Chamish Chatos HaMesos, and that we assume that means that there's no din of ri'iyah at all by any of these chatos. That any time you have an animal that's lost, let's say, it's automatically always going to be chatos hamesa. There's no such din of, well, depends when you find it, depends on this, depends on that. There's no depends. It's automatically mesa, which is against both Rebbe and the Rabbanon. How does Rashi know? Tosfos Maseches Pesachim asks, in the name of the Ri, how do the Gemara know that according to Rabbi Shimon, the chatos hamesos are b'chol inyan? Maybe Rabbi Shimon is also molded that there's a din of ri'iyah in some of these cases. So Tosfos says that the Gemara proves this to be so from the fact that Rabbi Shimon says chamesh chatos hamesos. Sounds like they're all the same. Remember when we listed in our Mishnah the five chatos hamesos? We listed three of them and said, yeah, those are mesos. And then the last two we said, well, depends. Why do we split them up? Because three of them were very straightforward, clear-cut, are always mesos. The other two, not always mesos, really depends. The fact that Rabbi Shimon uses such a phrase, chamish chatos hamesos, makes it sound like all five have the same din, that there's no questions to be asked about any one of the five of them. Okay, so mal detema lesli Rabbi Shimon nedava, so I might think Rabbi Shimon would not hold the idea of nedava at all, even in a case where it had nothing to do with avod, where you're just being mafreshit lachrayus, kamash milan di isle nedava. So therefore it teaches us that he does hold to this idea of nedava. Umimat samet lesli nedava Rabbi Shimon, do we really think Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold the idea of Nadavu really at such a havamina? Vatnan, the Mishnah Shkalim tells us, Shloshas or Shofaros, Hayubimikdosh, Vayakos Valay, and there were 13 Shofaros where people could put funds for different karbanos or for different needs in the Beis HaMikdash into these Shofaros, these boxes. Why are they called Shofaros? The Mi'iri and Mesechus Yuma on Dafnun Hayam Beis says that they're called the Shofar because they were made in the shape of a Shofar. They were large and deep, and they were wide at the bottom and narrow at the top, so that it would be very difficult to get money out of them. So many people are putting money in them, so you have to be choshesh that someone's going to try to steal from them. How would you steal from them? Everyone's going to see you taking money out of it. You go over with a $20 bill and you take out what looks like $19, but you take out a little extra. So we don't want people to do that. So we instead made it very, very difficult to pull the money out. But anyway, these shofaros said on them, they were labeled. They were labeled as follows. Number one, Tiklan Chaditin, the new Machsa shekels. Number two, Atikin, the old shekels. From last year. Number three, Kinin, to pay for bird carbonos. Number four, Gozlei Ola, birds of an Ola. Number five, Eitzim, the wood that they would need in the base of English. Number six, Lavona. Number seven, Zav La Kaporas. Rashi has two deos, what Zav La Kaporas means. Two deos are very hard to distinguish what they're arguing about, but one is that it's your Misnadev L'Kli Shares. If you want to be Misnadev something for Kli Shares, you would put it in this shofar. Second day of Rashi says, Lishachrin of Zav La Kaporas, La Kaporas HaMisnadev Kli Shares, maybe Vinosein. So what exactly is the difference between the two deos in Rashi, to Lashonos and Rashi? Chalknasan explains, according to the first Lashon, we're talking about your Misnadiv Beferish Zav L'Kli Sharis. According to the second Lashon, your Misnadiv Zav Stam. You say, Harei Alai Zav, and that Zav, the halacha is that it goes L'Kli Sharis. And Rashi says, the Lashon Sheni is Iker, because according to the Lashon Rishon, where your Misnadiv Beferish L'Kli Sharis, so it turns out your Misnadiv L'Betek Abayis. And if that's the case, you have to bring it to the Gizbar, not to the Shofaros. It's going to the wrong place if you put it in the shofaros. Zav Stam makes a little more sense. Lashon Hasheni, that it's Zav Stam, turns out that you're not misnadiv l'betek abayis, and therefore you bring it to the shofaros. It's just that the din is that the Zav goes toward the Kli Shares. That's the din, but that's not where you were misnadiv to, and therefore you wouldn't bring it to the Gizbar. The Briskov points out that the Rambam holds like the first Shitan Rashi, that it's that it's the kaparas mamish. I'm sorry, the Brisker Rav understands the first sheet in Rashi differently. He understands the first sheet in Rashi is zav le kaparas means the kaparas on top of the yarum. That's what you're being misnadev towards, and that's what's going into the to this shofar. And he thinks that's how the Rambam understands as well. Anyway, the shishal and the remaining six shofaros were used for nedava. The tani ala shishal and nedava lo la haba menos masara shein or lekwanim divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that it's for the ola that's coming. Comes from the extra funds where the or doesn't go to the Kohanim. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. Amalor bin Chami, Amalor bin Shimon, Imkain batal medrash shel Yoyada Kohen. If that's what you're going to say, then the medrash of Yoyada Kohen is destroyed. The Tanya is that medrash darshi Yoyada Kohen. Asham who lavi kol davar abami moser chatos v'asham is likach bedam of olos habas l'shem va'oros l'kohanim. The medrash of Yoyada Kohen was dafka that the oros do go to the Kohanim, and you're telling me the oros don't go to the Kohanim. But bottom line, that's really irrelevant. The point is that look at all this stuff that goes with the Nadava. Alma Islay Nadava, the Rabbi Shimon. Apparently, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that there is such a concept of Nadava, that there is such a concept of the extras, the leftovers going with the Nadava. So, how could we even entertain for a second that there's a Hava Mina, that Rabbi Shimon would disregard the entire concept of Masoros going with the Nadava? So, Isrich, Salkadaita Kamina Ki Islay Nadava, the Rabbi Shimon, Bechad Sidra. Now, I might have thought, yeah, when does Rabbi Shimon say that it goes with the Nadava? Like when you have two piles of money that you separate for a Karban Chatas, that's all that you thought was all going to go to the Karban Chatas, and then it turned out to be a little cheaper. So that's when we'll say the actual Golden Dava. I'll betray Sidri low, but I would think if you designate two piles of money because you think that you only need one of them for a Karban Chatas, and just in case it gets lost, you can use the other one, I would think that he would not say Golden Dava. Kamashman comes to tell me, even that case would also Golden Dava.